And there's a small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime. It might sting you and draw blood. It's a little thing, but it hurts. It might used to carry malaria.
Mosquito.
All right. And there's those white things up in the sky that float around.
Clouds.
Yes, ma'am. And right now we're sitting in your
room.
But what's this whole place called? All your rooms?
House.
Would you say that again? All right. Now, if a small, troublesome animal gets in your chickens at night, but you don't know exactly what kind of animal it is, then what general word could you use to refer to it? You might say, I'm going to take my shotgun and get that
burglar, a thief.
But if it was
chicken
a little,
thief.
If it was an animal.
Oh. I don't know.
Some people might say it might be a mink or all kinds of things around here.
Well, that's what I...
And so all of them together would be, you didn't know which one it was, you might say, I'm going to get that.
Thief, would you say? I'm going to get that animal, I think would be what you'd say.
Well, do you ever use a word that starts va, va?
With what?
With a V. Va. Varm. Would you ever call it a varmint?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Varmint.
Yes,
varmint. V-A-R-M-I-N-T.
Oh, is it?
That's sometimes they're referred to as varmint.
So would you say that in a sentence for me? Like, I'm going to get that varmint. Would you say that again?
You would say, I'm going to get that varmint.
All right. Now, would you ever call a human being by that word?
Nah, I don't think.
All right. But what animals would that be? Would that include, could it be, if it was a varmint?
Well, I would think of them referring to pilfering animals that destroy things.
Well, could a deer or something like that be a varmint?
No, oh no.
Just little animals?
Oh, something like a fox or a dog could be. They will destroy chickens sometimes.
Well, could a chicken or something like that be a varmint?
Oh no, I don't think.
All right. Well, now what do you call the little animal that lives in the ocean and it grows to about 3 or 4 inches long, and it's real good to eat, and it curls up and it turns pink or orange when you cook it. You might boil it or you can fry it.
You're speaking, is it a lobster?
No, ma'am, it's just a real small one, a little short animal.
Oh, shrimp.
All right, and if you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water. Because hot water will make the wool
shrink.
All right. And what am I doing?
Pointing.
All right. And it's a round fruit about the size of a baseball that grows in Florida. It's an
orange.
Right. And a person doesn't want his car, if a person doesn't want his car to get rained in, he might park it in a
carport.
And there's another word that you might have about an enclosed place.
Garage.
And to find out how tall someone is, you get a yardstick and
measure.
And TV is another way of saying
television.
And if you need to sue somebody, you have to hire a
lawyer.
And a person who presides over the court is a
judge.